welcome to season 4 of the Hennessy Box Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Hi, I'm Brad Churchwell.
And I'm Farhan Ghalani.
And I'm Jimmy Deep. We are the broker owners of RE/MAX iRealty Innovations.
We walk into the bedroom and there's a hook in the ceiling at the end of the bed. And I'm like looking at it, and then Paul's looking at it and he's like, oh God. I have to say something to the lady.
Wait, what kind of hook?
In the ceiling.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode
4.
Season four on the Hennessy Box Podcast. And this week we have Laura Lee with us. Brad, I'm going to let you introduce Laura.
Oh, okay. Laura Lee. I've been working with Laura for, God, probably like...
ever.
Yeah. 7-8 years anyway, probably. And Laura Lee is the owner of Creative Enhancement Home Staging Company, and provides a number of services to agents and their clients. And she just happens to work with a number of agents in her office.
Quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Me included.
Yes. We're thrilled to have Laura here. And when we talked about what different services we wanted to bring in, when we mentioned home staging, it was kind of a no-brainer. I think you work with like half the office almost. It's a lot. Double digits.
A lot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we got Laura here today, and she's going to tell us all about home staging.
The art of home staging.
The do's and the don'ts.
It's always so mysterious to me, you know? What looks good, what doesn't look good. But then when you see it, you're like, that makes sense.
You know, it's funny that it's kind of one of those things where the general public a lot of times are skeptical or maybe not on board. And some homes really need it. And whether it's the consultation, we'll get into the difference between a consultation and a full-on staging. Mm-hmm. But a lot of clients initially start out with like, do we really need that? And and then every time Laura's finished, whether it's a consultation and helps them get ready or actually bring it in staging, they're blown away. And inevitably the result is very positive and sellers come out ahead. This is why you should do it. So.
Laura Lee, how did you get started in this business?
I have a friend in Vancouver who was working in set design, and she took the staging course because she hated the set design. So she told me to take it because I've known her since forever. And so I did, and I never looked back. It's been a lot. I think I was the second stager in Calgary ever.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been doing it?
Almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah.
Did people even stage stuff back
then? No, it was like pulling teeth. It was like pulling teeth. But there was one woman that was getting a lot of press.
Yeah.
And yeah, for staging. And she was also a designer. So she was getting a lot of press in Calgary. And I think that helped.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How long ago do you think this whole staging thing started picking up? Because, I mean, everything is being staged nowadays.
Yeah, I think in Calgary it was like maybe 17 or 18 years ago. It was really hard at the beginning.
Oh, that's a long time ago. I was expecting like 5 years.
No, no. It was big, like, because they had shows about it on TV, you know, like just stagers. Like there was a Vancouver company called Decora.
Had a
staging show that was, I think, 2 years. Then they did some bad things and then they got canceled.
So do you watch
They did
those?
Some bad things?
Yeah.
What they do?
On TV, there was this one couple that were a mom and daughter, and they were putting on the clothes from the closet.
Oh, jeez. It's like drinking milk.
And I was like watching it. Right? I know. I was watching it going, themselves. What the hell? And it was an estate, so it was just creepy. And then the show was canceled, so I think it was that. You can't do that.
So, like, you know, us realtors, like, I never watch Selling Sunset or anything like that. I just can't stand it.
That show's awesome.
I just can't stand it. Do you watch staging shows?
I don't watch staging shows, but I watch Selling Sunset and the Million Dollar Listing shows because they talk about staging being $40,000 and $50,000 and $60,000.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's crazy.
I wish.
It's kind of like mechanics not fixing their own car.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm, you know, it just happens.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you never get away from work if you're always at home watching HGTV.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't watch any design shows. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of design books, but I don't watch design shows.
Yeah. So I don't watch the Love It or List It or that one where they go around and pick three homes and then you got to pick the best one. I mean, I've seen them because I just described them. So, but I don't like watching them because it feels like you're just still at work.
Yeah, definitely.
But I must admit, I've always liked Million Dollar Listing and the New York and the LA one. And
you
I've
get
always
to see the properties, right?
Yeah, like the properties are cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the characters on there make Josh Altman makes me laugh. Right? So
I love him.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, and the other Josh too is awesome.
Selling Sunset, it's not even really, it's like
a drama show.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not realtors. Yeah. They're not realtors. They're just pretty.
Right.
Okay. Sells real estate.
They don't sell real estate. They're selling something else. Yeah.
On home staging, why I said 5 or 6 years ago was it really, in my mind, that's really from the real estate side of things when we started seeing,
of agents started buying into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like really, really picking up, taking traction. Now, especially newer homes are vacant. There used to be so many vacant properties out there. Now, if it's vacant, it's being staged. Mm-hmm. But, can you walk us through like what's going through your mind when you're coming through? Let's start with vacant properties. Mm-hmm. When you're going through vacant house, like what are some of the key points that you're trying to create in the space? Yeah,
so if it's vacant, I'm trying to highlight the architectural features of the house mostly. And so I place furniture based on that. I hang art based on that. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'm trying to minimize some of the ugly stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, that happens.
What's ugly stuff?
Sometimes it's paint color. Sometimes it's cabinet color. Sometimes it's hardwood floor color.
Right. Dated fireplace surround.
Yeah. Kind of so there's things you can do with color. Like, so if I have a house that has a lot of cherry wood in it, mm-hmm. I bring in red because the red will make the cherry look brown.
Oh, so, I did not know that.
Yeah. Interesting. And so then if you have green, then you bring in neutral, you know, like there's just things that it's just design stuff that you have to know. There's some stagers don't know.
Us Joes don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brain tricking type stuff.
Yeah. And I will never hide anything that is structural or anything that is deficient in the property. I will never do. People have asked me and I won't.
Right. Okay. You know, so like if there's a big hole in the wall.
Yeah.
You're not going to be hanging up a picture there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So what do you do? What happens if it's like perfectly placed where a picture should hang?
Yeah.
You going to just tell them fix it or?
Yeah. I try to get them to repair it. But I mean, a hole in the wall, unless it's something where the plumbing was leaking, if there's just a hole in the wall,
it's
not structural. Yeah.
You're talking about like big things, like structural.
Yeah, I'm talking about leaking like or
wrecked flooring.
Yeah, or the iron fell on the carpet and they want me to put a carpet over a carpet or, you know, like things like that. I will never cover those up. That's not fair to the buyer.
You should almost have a sign that says iron fell here.
Yeah. You should be able to see it.
Put a date on it so that you stop getting asked questions. Hey, what's that? What's that thing on the carpet?
You can tell it looks like an iron. Yeah. I see it all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron fell here in 1995. Yeah. Stop asking.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have that carpet by a fireplace.
That would be amazing. You should actually make up some of these signs. I think it'll add wonders.
Yeah, you could do a little
staging.
Yeah.
Got another question for you. If you're in a cluttered home, and, you know, people always say, whenever we're talking to sellers, right? They're like, you know, you clear your counters. But then, like, clear your counters mean very different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can clear it all or, you know, there's still a bunch of stuff on there and they think that it's cleared.
It's dependent on what the house looks like. So if the house is dated and the backsplash is not nice and stuff, you try to get people to leave strategic things out, like the coffee maker and things like that, that will distract from the backsplash or the counter. But if it's nice, you try to get them to clear it all off. And then if they have plants or a bowl of fruit, you can leave that out because it looks exactly like that. People won't be zooming in to see.
Right. I would think the size of the kitchen too would play a factor in how much you're going to leave out.
It's almost always, I prefer if everything is gone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hear Laura say, for photos, get rid of everything.
Yeah.
So have like basically nothing, maybe one thing.
Right. Yeah.
And then after that, like a coffee maker, sure, in some cases.
I kind of say put back what you use every day. Paul Stutz, who's here, he likes to say it needs to look 97% the same in the photos as it does when they come to look at it. Mm-hmm. So he wants it to be almost always exactly the same, except for maybe the coffee maker.
He's giving 3%. He's pretty generous.
Came up with such a specific number.
Specific number.
He's like,
I've done have to talk to
him. He's detail-oriented.
Paul. I have to talk to Paul about that.
I've done my calculations and we need 97.2%.
Yeah, that whole team is like that.
Yeah. I'm more of a 92% guy.
92-er.
You're more nicer. Yeah. It's nicer.
I'm more like 100%.
Oh, you want it exactly?
I want it exactly the same.
Yeah.
See, I kind of get
no room.
Taking it off for photos and then like, yeah, you know what? You use a coffee maker every day.
You give leniency on, give leniency on one thing and it's like.
Slippery slope.
It is.
That's what happens.
It's never ending.
First it's the dish sponge and then it's going to be.
It's the olive oil. It's all the cutting boards.
Next thing you know, you got full on.
I like adding my 2 cents in when we're walking around Laura. Laura loves that when I chime in when we're doing a staging consultation.
I was recently in one and the guy had so much football stuff. Oh my, it's just football everywhere.
He's a football coaching legend. Of course he does.
He is?
He is.
Well, actually. I wouldn't know anyways. I bugged him because he had trophies on the floor in the living room and I said, are those for participation?
How many football legends are there in Calgary?
Well, he's been coaching for decades and you go out with this guy to like a local pub and everybody, like guys that played 30 years ago, coach, like it's kind league? Of amazing. What's that?
Like high school?
Even below high, like, okay. Like he coaches,
Okay, gotcha.
Bantam.
You know what's a pet peeve of mine? When stagers do such a good job, when you're walking in and you're like, you have to actually think about where to put the TV because there's never a TV when you stage a property ever. No. And we all know everybody has a TV in their living room.
I try to hang art so that it mimics where a TV would be. So I will try to hang a piece of art that's the size of a TV. I have one artificial TV and it doesn't move around well. Like they look stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like no, it's I get plastic you. And, you know.
There's a lot of them gets hung and stuff like that.
But and then I go in lots of houses, there's no TV anymore.
Yeah, but the furniture, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, there's no TVs. These people are watching everything individually on iPads and computers.
Mm. 85 inch on my wall and it's like, it eats up most of the wall, but it's perfect.
I hope the wall behind it is black so that the TV's not so sticking out.
No, it's not black. It's like brown. But I also live in like a 1980s retro scenario. So
it's a throwback. Awesome. Vintage.
Yeah. But it's really hard because I always have to have that conversation with the buyers when they're walking through. I'm like, wait, you have to imagine that the furniture is not like this. And then we're sitting there going, yeah, they did a really good job with the staging. Yeah, it looks really nice. But where would you put where would you actually put a chair? Where would you actually put this TV?
I always address where the TV should go because I love TV. So I always do. There's always going to be a piece of art where the TV would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I want to pay attention. I'm learning something new today because I want to pay attention to this next time I walk through one of your stages.
And oftentimes when we're looking at, like if it's more of a staging consultation, and maybe you could explain before we carry on the difference between staging and a staging consultation for the services that you provide.
So a consultation is me going in with an iPad and I just go room to room with the clients sometimes or sometimes not, and very seldom the realtor. And I just take notes and I send them to the client and say, you know, move this around, move that around, get this out, load up the garage because only the husband cares about the garage. And they don't make the decision on buying a house.
Not usually. Usually not. Do you prefer when the realtor isn't there?
I don't. I know I like it when the realtor. I was going to
say, like, I'm always there. Okay, well, so like, that felt a little like passive aggressive.
That could be realtor dependent. But sure. No, I do like it when the realtor's there. Yeah. The problem is some realtors have joined me on these consults and they've been in so many that now they do them on their own. problematic.
See,
you should be leave that to the expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And too, I like the Laura's a bad cop. Hey, you know, yeah, like
it's usually the young
your
girls.
Place is great. I think those seven trophies on the living room floor, they do amazing. They say you're a winner.
Yeah,
you know, they're not clutter. I like having that layer where Laura can come 100%. In and kind of say all the things that may be a little more sensitive or difficult. Because some people, you know, I've seen people visibly like
you can lose a deal.
You can not lose a deal, but like it's more like
I'm done with Brad. He commented on my trophy. I'm canceling this, this listing.
Stop before it ever got started. But you'll see like because you have a very nice like a bedside manner, I suppose, is lack of better. Like you can break it to people gently, but even still, you can see some people are like, "What? You don't love my
furniture?"
Yeah.
Oh, I had one lady. It was actually with Paul. And we were in Cochrane, and she wasn't having what I was saying. She didn't like anything that I was saying. And we go upstairs, we're in the master bedroom. And Paul's hurt from doing something stupid skiing the weekend before that I saw on Instagram. So I didn't feel sorry for him because I saw it. And he's hurt. So he's hobbling around this house. And he's like, so we walk into the bedroom, and there's a hook in the ceiling at the end of the bed. And I'm like looking at it. And then Paul's looking at it, and he's like, oh, God. I have to say something to the lady.
Wait, what kind of hook?
In the ceiling.
For like a swing?
Mm-hmm, swing? For a swing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
a leisurely
couple's
swing.
In their 60s, you know? And so.
That makes sense.
Anyway, she doesn't like me. The husband comes in and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to take that down. And I said, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And then the wife comes in.
The wife comes in.
Selling feature.
The wife comes in and she goes, oh, yeah, it's part of our lifestyle. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Take it down. And don't you know there's fake smoke detector covers that you cover this thing up with? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. So anyways.
I did not know that.
Fake smoke detector?
Yeah. I had no idea.
So, but the weirdest storage, thing like was secrets. Actually the mirror in the front of it at the end of the bed that's a giant floor mirror attached to the wall. And then there was big wooden letters above it that said YES.
Mm.
There was no words.
Freaky.
I see it all.
Those are the best clients.
I have seen some things on nightstands. I've seen handcuffs hanging off the side of the bed. I've seen it all.
Maybe all good stuff. Had to detain somebody the night before. I don't
know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe
there was some kind of detaining happening.
Yeah, could have been a cop that just hangs them there after a hard day's work. You won't believe the day I had in this.
It's my cuff hooks.
Gotta give people the benefit of the doubt.
Not
everybody's a freak. Some are.
I see a lot.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about my house?
I never been in your house beforehand. You had moved out of that. Well, you were never in that house, but yeah. Yeah. I did find a Rolex watch under a sofa in one of Farhan's houses when I took my furniture out.
That's how you treat your prized possessions?
No, I went there. I was cleaning up and I just threw it on the couch, I remember. And then the next day I was like, oh, maybe she found it.
You've lost that thing.
He was already plotting
five
revenge
times
on who
minimum.
That was a prior to.
No, that was a different time lost it.
You need a child safety strap on that.
Oh, I need a lot of straps.
We just put it in the drawer in the kitchen.
What else was I going to ask? There was something else I wanted to talk about.
Well, I was going to go back to the staging consultation because a lot of times I try to do it with every listing because I think there's a benefit in it. And when it comes to that living room, the furniture arrangement always kind of takes it away from that functionality. And you have the TV there, but I've noticed that a lot of times in a living room, it'll change from if they have a fireplace and a TV on different walls, mm-hmm. that the furniture set up for the TV.
Yeah.
And then you'll turn it and the TV will kind of just stay there, but you'll turn the furniture and the focal point will be the fireplace.
Well, you have to try to divide it so that it can be either way, you know? Yeah.
Sure.
We just did it in that one house of yours, and it was tricky. You know, they had big furniture and trophies.
Yeah.
So
It's like a battle arena intervention.
Yeah. But you know, the people are, most of the time, the people are really, it's really, it's a fun job most of the time.
Well, yeah. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying before, that like, I'll offer this and as part of the my like listing service, and people are like, oh, do we really need it? And in my head, I'm like, you don't know, have no idea how much you need this consultation. Mm-hmm. And every time, there, it's definitely helpful, and it improves, and then it's taken a step further, because there's kind of, if it's vacant, then I'll talk to them about staging, and hopefully they'll go down that route, because they, even after they consider the cost to stage, and then any ongoing cost, if it takes longer to sell, they're almost certainly going to come out further ahead. It just, mm-hmm. I don't know if you have numbers on that, but like it's.
I don't know numbers. I had one woman come up to me, and I had staged a house across the street from her in Marta Loop. And she was like, she asked me how much I charge to stage it. So I told her. And then she goes, well, I think I'm going to move out of here. And then, I think I'm going to get you to stage it. And I said, okay. So then 2 days later, she phones me and she's like, I've decided to do a $20,000 reduction instead of staging it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, can I record that? And can you say that back to me? Like, or can I slap you? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, like, why take a price reduction before you try to stage it? You know,
staging will inevitably, it's easier to sell a property when people can
visualize
yeah. like physically see it, see not it, not even yes. like visualize yeah, where visualize. But like they can see where the couch is, because the perception of an empty room is very different than if the furniture is too big, it makes the room look small.
Yeah,
right. If there's no furniture in there, they don't know what can actually fit in the space. Like it's all mental.
Well, and it feels cold, right? Yeah. Like an empty house has kind of a cold feeling to it. And
yeah, it also, if you have furniture in a property, it allows people to sit down, and if they sit down, they stay.
Oh, I was going to ask you
about
that.
And they engage in the property longer. You know, there's all that. Like, there's a psychological thing if they actually see the furniture there.
So, yeah. Like, showing etiquette on staged properties. Sit on the couch, sit on the furniture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to be careful, though, because sometimes they're not real, right? Like, well, beds, for example, they're
That's lame, man. If there's stagers out there not using real beds, that's lame.
Yeah. Like, I've seen it all. I've seen it a lot.
What kind of bed mattress are you talking about?
Just like a box.
Some boxes. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Boxes with a comforter
cardboard
over it.
Cardboard box?
Yeah. I've heard that stagers do that. And it's.
What?
I don't know. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody gets seriously hurt. I've definitely seen that. Yeah. Well, really, you shouldn't be laying in a bed anyway.
But, of course. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this. What about the swing people?
Yeah.
Who comes up with
this? Is that a real swing?
Who comes up with these rules?
Well, I don't know. It's just like, did you lay on somebody's bed? Like, that? I could see sitting down on the couch and.
But you see it on the TV shows that they do get into bed.
I know.
Yeah. It is creepy. I use box springs.
In tubs on the TV shows. I've noticed
they
that.
Do they do that too.
In a tub.
And with their high heel shoes on. I'm like, I hope you're paying to get that fixed up.
Who takes baths still?
Well, I don't know.
Is that a
That's
thing?
That's kind of a maybe
do you
more
take baths?
Of a.
You're nodding. Do you take baths?
When I used to have. Yeah, I would.
Oh.
Watch Desperate Housewives and take baths.
Something about.
God, I can't watch that show.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
I'm not a real
Desperate
bath
Housewives
guy.
Was good. Okay.
I'm not a bath guy.
The no, Housewives was
My
good.
My wife's a bath.
Desperate Housewives?
Takes baths.
That's a good show.
Oh, Desperate Housewives. Yeah.
My I thought you meant the Housewives. Baths. My wife takes baths.
That was terrible. Desperate's way better.
Female thing.
Yeah. But they're still out there. The baths are, they sell them, and then you ask people if they use them, and they never do. They're full of laundry or their luggage. Like,
that's true. You just don't. So your turnaround time has been pretty quick on my experiences. So from how quick can you get a place staged if it's kind of ready?
If somebody calls me today, I could, if I'm not already booked, I could do it in the next day or 2 days.
So is this a warehouse of furniture?
Like I have 7,200 square foot.
Wow.
Just furniture? Yeah. So when you buy furniture, do you test the weight of the furniture?
No, I don't care. I'm not moving it.
Yeah, that's every time I see, you move things in and out of a house, I'm like, that's like a full-time moving.
Yeah, well, I have movers that are a separate charge to the clients from me.
Yeah.
So I book them every day. So I have them every day.
Oh.
like Monday to Friday, they're every day.
Like in and out.
Moving like either houses in or moving sold houses out.
So if for agents that might be listening to this that have never used staging before, or included it as a service or offered it, suggested it to their clients, mm-hmm. tell us kind of like start to finish, to aid, kind of how that works and rough idea of, I know you obviously it depends on the property and what mm-hmm. they're bringing in, but to yeah. give somebody that's never done it before an idea.
Usually most properties you stage the main floor and the master bedroom. And then if there's a problem area, like there's a bonus room upstairs that's a weird shape or has weird windows or doors or, you know, then you want to stage that so that then they know what to do with it. I don't stage anything that isn't necessary.
Yeah, secondary bedrooms.
Yeah, like they don't have the money. Those kids don't have the cash. It's the parents. So you got to make that room look nice. And
that's a good point.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Kids' bedrooms don't matter. But you do them in show homes, but not in staging.
Who cares about the children?
Yeah, yeah. Not me.
Fuck them kids. So what about bonus rooms?
Bonus rooms, it depends. So if the bonus rooms are big and they're just a square space, you don't have to stage it. But then if it's a weird space, like floating in the middle, some of them are weird, you need to put some furniture in there to make it look like it's usable space. But I never will stage anything that's not necessary, and I'll tell the people that. But, you know, the average cost for, like, say, an infill to do the main floor and the master is, you know, $2,000, $2,500, depending on how much stuff you need. And then the movers, my movers are $110 an hour. Every time, like both in and out.
And is there a monthly?
Yeah, there's a monthly cost that's less for me. Like I bump it back to, it depends on how much you gain. But yeah, furniture. Yeah, it's less than $1,000 always, unless it's a huge house.
So it'll be like less than, I mean, in the market like this, it's moving in.
It's going right away.
Yeah.
So, you know, call it a few thousand bucks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But what you're going to be able to get on that return when you go and sell it.
Well, the photos have to be awesome.
Right.
If the photos aren't good, nobody's going.
Yeah.
So if those photos are terrible, you're never going to get anyone in the house.
Well, and vacant properties just don't photo.
They don't. Well, and I found a lot of real estate photography, they don't show the transition between rooms. They photograph a specific space and then they don't show that this leads to this and this and this. They and so it's, sometimes it's really hard for me if I'm trying to quote on a property from a previous listing or something like that. So.
And you can do that. You can quote from photos.
I can quote. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time. So most of the time I had one that I couldn't do it. In Airdrie, just like last week, I went out and looked at it because I couldn't quote. It was just the weirdest house.
Right. So essentially, if you're out there at a property, walking through, snap some photos, send it to Laurie. You'll be able to quote from that, get a number back, tell your clients.
Yeah. Or a previous listing too. I can do it from if there has been a previous listing, I can do it easy. Nice.
Saves a lot of time.
So one of the other things that I think is a useful service is when you go in for a staging consultation, sometimes people, maybe they're younger, they just don't have that much stuff and they don't have really any kind of decorations or whatever. Laura can do partial staging. So she can bring in items to go along with the existing. So it's not always staging vacant properties. It's adding to, maybe you get rid of something hideous and replace it with something much more aesthetically pleasing or adding like vases and artwork and stuff like that. And that's a lower cost solution that really makes a difference as well. So
I call that adding the pretty.
Yeah.
So I just go in and add that layer of sometimes people just don't have that. They don't have the will to do it, and they don't have the talent or the whatever. They just, most of the time they don't care.
Works out of town,
Or like university professors that only have IKEA furniture. I see that a lot.
I got 7,000 books, and that's about it. Yeah,
and some relics.
Bookshelves everywhere.
Well, what do you mean this isn't beautiful? Look at all my knowledge.
I know my diplomas.
So what's what's like, I know you already told some stories, but you got any like, what's the one that tops it all? Anything that comes to mind?
What's a good horror story?
Like,
I've had some where the people died in there and then, you know, there's that smell when you go in.
Wait, what?
That's you know, part I gotta of staging.
I've never, people I've say that twice. There's that smell.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it smells like.
Well, so I know because my grandma one time unplugged her freezer when she went on holidays and we didn't know till we knew because we didn't open the freezer. And then it's rotten meat. It was gross.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I've had that.
So it's still there? Like it was still there a few
the
days?
The smell? Oh, the smell will linger. You have to get, I always recommend these things called air sponges. It's just like a little margarine container that you peel the lid off. Right. And if you get a lot of, like if they have cats or dogs also, yeah, you put those everywhere and then they absorb the odor. They don't cover
it. Air sponges?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had an agent not too long ago. Last year, maybe 6-7 months ago, had a listing where the lady passed away in her home, but she was there for a very long time.
Yeah.
And basically
was
liquefied. And that was the first time I learned that your insides go liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disgusting. And she says that that smell was there still.
Yeah.
She was there.
Yeah.
Like you got to say,
did you stage that one? Did you stage that one? No. But
you know her, the agent.
I do.
Yeah.
Man, that's, I don't know. I thought about that for like days on end.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of a creepy story.
And then she also told me that cats, we're going to get off topic here, but then she also told me that cats don't care about their owners. So the moment that you pass, cats will eat you.
So I did a consult at a house in Killarney and the people are moving because it was an attached. And the people are moving because the guy had passed away in the one beside them. And he had a dog walker. And so the dog walker just came every day and came and got the dog. And he was disabled. But he passed away in the house and they didn't find him. They figure a couple of weeks and the dog was eating him.
Oh, God.
So they were moving because
bad
of that.
Bad dog.
This has bad turned dog. Into the wrong direction. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
At least to tell us some good stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Far so for horror movie. Yeah, horror stories.
Yeah, that's right. You did ask for horror stories.
Yeah, God. So there was that.
I don't know. That was a figurative. I think that was a figurative horror, not a... Not a real horror.
Fine, tell us a fairy tale story. What staging?
A feel good. Give us a feel good after that.
Oh, same. I don't know. I love it when everybody does their job. The seller does their job, the realtor does their job, and I do my job, and the house is sold. I like it if it's within hours, you know?
How long does it take you to do a stage, like during the day, like half a day,
vacant?
Move in?
I've done as many as 4 in a day. Wow. Vacant.
4.
That's too many. It's too many because I'm not that smart. So it's too many. It was exhausting.
Two
is good.
The I don't mind doing two. The logistics of that alone.
We almost always stage one and unload one or unload two. Like we're almost always doing more than one job in a day.
Okay. So you can get one done like within a half a day. Like
basically. I can do a condo in the time that takes the movers to move the stuff and I'm done. An hour.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not that. You know, I think people get scared of staging because they think that it's this whole big production of process of moving things in and moving things out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's scared of the price. I think a lot of people think it's going to cost a lot more than it does.
Yeah. Sure.
And they're afraid to invest. And I use the word invest because...
I'm not putting any more money into
this house. But the thing is, you put it in, you're going to get it out. I have yet to see a property... sell for any, you know, less than. It can only benefit the property is what I'm trying to say. Like, you're not going to lose.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to lose that couple grand or a few grand that you're putting in.
Got to spend money and make money, right?
Minimum you're going to get.
We still have those people that think that it's magic and it's going to sell their property. And then if it doesn't, then they blame it on me.
Yeah. Right? I was really trying to phrase my sentence there properly. And then halfway through, I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You always get more value for when you...
I know right away if I go to a house and what the realtor's pricing it at, if it's going to sell right away. And I did one this week that's not.
Have you ever tried...
Sounds like you should get a real estate license.
Not a chance.
Did you do one on Calendar Road? Because that house is absolutely bonkers crazy.
No.
Got it staged. Not going to sell. No way.
I don't think I've got one on Calendar Road.
At least 300.
Right, I was going to say 200 at least, but probably more like 300.
over.
I got one that's listing at 1.6 this week and
no go.
One bedroom condo.
No, it's in Elbow Valley. Terrible. They don't even have patio doors that open up onto the deck that faces south and west.
Ooh, really?
No, nope. It has a man door from the laundry room and a man door from the two bedrooms. Stupid. Hmm. Well, and the realtor sold them to them as a flip.
Let's hope the sellers don't listen to this.
It's not throwing that realtor right under the bus.
No, it's, you know, like joking. sometimes, you know, like I tried to tell her, like, when I saw it the first time, I'm like, I don't know. Why'd you get them to buy this for 800 and some thousand? And she thinks she's going to get 1.6 and it's a dream. She's dreaming.
What? Mm. Double?
They must have.
Any rentals?
Big reno?
They did a main floor kind of reno, but the bedroom fits a queen bed with narrow nightstands, like 12-inch nightstands. Mm. Queen bed.
That's all that fits?
No. 12 inches like this? That's intense.
Yes. Two nightstands this big beside the bed.
That is tiny.
It's really small. No closets, like just along one wall. It's, you know, and I feel really bad because I hope maybe he'll get lucky. It has beautiful views.
I've seen some lucky listings in this mm-hmm. market for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mind's been blown a couple times saying, mm-hmm. that's not going to sell. And then it sells.
Yeah. I see it too.
Where else?
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything else?
Well, Brad, you must that have you some talk good, about? Probably the most common problem or issue or obstacle that you come across is too much stuff.
Yes. Yes. I just tell them to pack it up. You know, when you go to a staging consultation, it's good when they have too much stuff because you can make them take this, you try to get them to take the stuff out and then it actually starts to help that emotional separation. If people are attached to their property, if you make them take out their personal stuff, it can become less.
It's easier to let go.
Less, right. Yes.
And then they can let go of that stuff, but yeah, put it in storage and then they move somewhere and they're like, do we really need this?
Yeah.
And oftentimes, my experience, it's like one of the two. Mm-hmm. Usually not both of them are, one's usually like, God, he's got to get rid of this. Or, you know, there's, so that process kind of helps, I think it's saving marriages almost, right?
Yeah. It's like therapy.
A decluttered house is a marriage saver.
Yeah.
I moved to a condo because my husband was a hoarder. He liked bikes and lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm. Bikes and lawnmowers? Mm-hmm.
And he would get them from my jobs because they'd be left from behind or something. And then he would fix them up and then somebody would say, I need a new lawnmower. My lawnmower, what kind do you want? And he would just give them away.
They're not just leaving this, are they?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if people know this, but we talked about this earlier. Your husband's Vietnamese.
He's Vietnamese, right? Yeah.
So that makes sense.
That makes absolutely sense to me. But that just makes totally makes sense. See? I mean, we got a friend who's a friend, one of my sister-in-law's friend, his father, he's Vietnamese. He went to buy, he's on a farm now, like acreage. He has a whole barn full of snow blowers, lawn mowers, mm-hmm. bicycles, motorbikes, and he
have you collects been to Jimmy's them. House?
Yeah,
and then he fixes it up, and then I mean, he sells it for a little bit of profit or whatever. But it's just a thing.
But I think it's that age group of Vietnamese too, right, where they grew up with not a lot of stuff, and they buy stuff that they know they can fix,
right?
And so
and they come back on it.
Well, no, my husband gave it all away. Like he just was happy to do it.
You just want to see something useful go to waste.
Yeah,
just what it is. It's
so frustrating. And so I find little piles of things in my warehouse.
So you got sick of it and you're like, we're moving to a condo. So you have nowhere to do this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Until he does it in the parking stall.
No, because I park in the parking stall. No, but he puts it in the warehouse and I find it around sometimes. I'm like, this needs to go. Yeah. So, actually my kid who works for me, my youngest, he also does the same thing. He's a hoarder too. And he's only half Vietnamese.
Does he only hoard half the amount?
No, full amount. Full amount.
They like become partners.
He actually just this week added a red velvet bar from like the 1970s that he found on Marketplace for free.
Those are
That's
nice.
That's awesome.
Can you use that in your staging?
Okay, I'll put it in one of your houses now. It's actually pretty awesome.
In the right property, that might
work. It could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Stage a shed.
I was going to ask, have you ever staged a garage?
No.
No?
No.
Now, what's your thoughts on, so I've seen houses where, you know, they clear out all the stuff in the house.
Yeah.
And then it goes, all it goes into the garage.
Yeah.
And it's packed.
Yeah.
Like you can't even, when from the man door inside, you can't even see the garage door.
Yeah. I try to let them to leave a path. If they have no option, like if they're, you know, money's tight, they can't rent a storage locker or something, I'd rather it was in the garage than the house. And so I, just as long as it's not blocking anything an inspector needs to inspect.
Okay. Unfinished basement.
Same thing.
Or garage, which is a better place to store all that stuff?
I'd rather the basement then.
You'd rather it stored in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, I find as long as it's nice and tidy.
Yeah, exactly.
Stored. Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, and nice it's along and a wall, not in front of a window.
Not a problem.
Not blocking the furnace.
People. You know how I said I'd like to chime in when I'm and I see Laura Lee give me looks like, shut the fuck up. You know. I'll literally say this to the husband a lot of times. You know, the garage is the one place where you can get away with it. And she'll kind of qualify that statement always.
Yeah.
I'll just be quiet.
If there's nowhere else, the garage is a really good option.
Yeah. If it's neatly. Yeah.
That's really neatly. Not just if it's thrown done neatly,
that's usually.
Yeah. 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 And not blocking anything.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't like it if there's no path. Like then it just looks like you chucked everything out.
Yeah.
You know, that's
the path is a necessary thing because
and so that's all dependent too on epoxy floors and like fancy cupboards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
if you have a showpiece garage.
Yeah. And you got a lift in your garage and stuff, those guys aren't going to let you load up their garage because it's not the wife that cares about that. Mm-hmm. So, there's never going to be a woman that has a lift in her garage.
I had a lift in my garage. It was awesome.
Like never a woman. He's like, I had
one. I'm just saying, it was amazing.
In your 1980s house?
You made me miss my lift.
Oh, yeah, in his old house.
In my old place. I had to sell it because the new one doesn't fit it. Mm. Sad time for me.
Yeah. Did you have to get rid of the car that was on it?
No, I kept those.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My thought about it felt better in my mind to have a lift. But really, I thought I was going to do all these things to it, to the car, work on the car. It doesn't add up.
It was extra storage, storage. So. Could you park under it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, then you don't drive the car that sits on top. It's hard. It's a pain in the ass to load it on the lift, you know, lift it, drop it. And then you think that you're going to do all these oil changes. Like oil changes are like, what, $100 and some nowadays?
Yeah.
How many oil changes are you going to do to pay for that lift?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're not that old school Vietnamese guy. That's a problem.
Yeah, I did change a gas tank out once, but how often are you going to do that? Not very often.
Once. I would never do that.
Probably never.
Yeah. No, never. Exactly.
Once max.
Do that, you need a new car.
Even then, if you're not paying for yourself. So, anyway.
Yeah, but you change out your tires and all that stuff, or you were.
Yeah, but then you know what I realized? Because I had a 4-post lift. You had to drive it on, and then there's a bridge jack that jacks up the two front tires. Then you got to do that. And it was so tight in the garage that it took me longer to get it onto the lift and do all of that than just using a floor jack.
It's like $40 to change your tires at the Tire Pirates.
Yeah.
Tire Pirates are awesome.
Yeah. That
Tire Pirates?
Yeah.
Oh, Brad's writing that down.
Well, I had an issue with my... where I get my tires done.
Oh, no. The Tire Pirates are really, really good. They're so trustworthy, too.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Free plug on Tire Pirates.
Yeah.
Only the one by Chinook.
No. The other ones, too bad.
I don't know the other ones. I don't know the other ones. Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. I think that's all the time we got for today. So thank you so much, Laura Lee, for coming in.
Yeah.
It's a great discussion. I learned a couple of things today.
You did. Amazing.
So,
smoke detectors to hide.
Farhan's going to be in hell just going, is that real?
We've taken every smoke detector. Got one.
Yeah. Why are there three smoke detectors in the bedroom?
You have a lot of swing. I'm buying this house.
Farhan's walking through. He's like, that's a fake one.
Yeah.
That's fake.
Honestly, I didn't want to touch anything in that house after that. It was terrible. I've seen it all.
That's good.
It's the guns. The guns are the tricky thing.
Guns.
The guns. You should
lock it in a safe. Why is that tricky?
Well, there's a lot of people that have a lot of guns in Calgary. There's guys that have like closets that are like John Wick lives there.
Like, oh, so like
they open the closet door and there's a slat wall and they're all exposed and they're all automatic. Right. And it's like, holy, what are you expecting?
Doomsday.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, the guns are tricky. I had one guy though, he had a gun. It was in a condo on Lake Fraser. And I said to him, it was a huge gun safe in his bedroom. And I'm like,
oh, that is.
What are we going to do with that?
In the bedroom.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah. And it was big. And so I said to him, I said, what are we going to do with that? And when I went back to add some stuff to it, he had wrapped it in wrapping paper.
That's actually pretty creative.
It was hilarious. So we left it. It sold right away. He took all the guns out, though.
That's awesome. Right. He took wrapping paper.
Yeah. Just wrapped in it. Yeah. The guns are tricky. They're tricky. Like, you know,
people are so sensitive to it. Sometimes.
Yeah. Know, right? Yeah. And taxidermy. Taxidermy is tricky too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was in a house a couple of weeks ago that had a full muskox in the basement. Mm. Really? It was an acreage, mind you. So acreages, you have a little bit more leeway for that because people have that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't getting rid of it. And then, you know, they're delicate. So you can't exactly say throw that in the garage.
Right.
So, yeah. The cougar in the living room too. Full cougar.
See, we don't get to see any of these things as realtors.
Wrong type of cougar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wrong type of cougar.
What about me? What?
My eyes are good.
Yeah, it was pretty. Oh, that consult was fun, actually. He had like, a lot of things. Lots of dead things. And all the dead things were hanging on the wall. Just deer were on the wall with the muskox. But the whole around the bottom was just freezers full of like meat.
Oh, this one came from you. This one came from you.
Kind of thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, you're delicious. Yeah,
I'm going vegetarian again.
Yeah. Is there any Vietnamese vegetarians besides the monks? I don't know if that's such a thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
It's a great conversation.
Okay.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Peace.
See you.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the Hennessy Box Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on these great conversations. Yeah.